This episode is brought to you by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling a home, get matched with up to three top selling agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Savvy Savings with Amanda is a special segment that appears in every episode of the Rock on the Money podcast. You can find Amanda on Twitter and Instagram at Agile Amanda, as well as our Facebook group. For more information, head on over to rockonthemoney.com. And now, here's Savvy Savings with Amanda.
All right. Well, today it's a short one. We're going to talk about budgeting for annual expenses. Ooh. So over the last couple of episodes, with the exception of our special episode with Sam on wills and trusts, we've been talking about budgeting.
She was amazing, by the way.
Yeah, she really is amazing.
I can't get that episode out of my mind. It was so awesome. We need to do more guests.
Yeah, I'm with open her. To more guests.
Okay, anyway.
So we talked a lot in the past about budgeting and looking at your monthly expenses and looking at what you spent over the course of the last 12 months. I did want to emphasize that those monthly expenses should also incorporate your annual expenses. And I know we talked about it before, but I just wanted to spend a little bit more time expanding on annual expenses.
Awesome.
So those are the expenses that you don't pay each and every month, but you pay like annually, once a year. So they can sneak up on you and wreck your budget if you don't plan for them. So the best way around that is to make a list. So look at last year's spending. Sometimes you can Google as well, like examples of annual expenses. And I've come up with a few examples. And Craig, feel free to jump in with some more.
Oh, yeah.
But like taxes, some people don't put their money in escrow, or if your mortgage is paid off, you don't have an escrow account anymore. You know, property taxes would come up annually. Mm-hmm. Car registrations, household repairs, or remember back in one of our earlier Savvy Savings segments, we talked about getting your HVAC service twice a year.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a biannual expense. You'd want to make sure that that's accounted for. Pest control, home and auto insurance. Obviously, the big ones are Christmas and birthdays.
Oh, yeah.
Back to school expenses. Those creep up on people. Subscriptions. Oh, my goodness. Oh. So I saw a report today somewhere in an article today that the average amount people spend each month on subscription services, $257.
Are you serious?
Yes. So like you add up, you know, like Netflix and your Audible subscription, which is like $15 a month to listen to books where you could listen to them for free from the library. Uh-huh. You know, all those subscriptions, Hulu, you know, Amazon Prime. So Amazon Prime is another one. That one actually sneaks up on you once a year. And it's like $120 now, but it equates to $10 a month, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's another thing is, you know, side tangent here. Take a look at what you're spending on subscription services each month. I was shocked. $257 is outrageous. It's because $10 here and there adds up very quickly.
And they're pretty slick about pricing all these things.
Yeah.
Oh, it's only $5. It's only 10.
And they make it so easy with the auto pay.
Yeah. And you don't see it. And it's a big budget buster. We've talked about this numerous times.
Yeah. So some other examples, new tires or brakes, factor that in. So obviously like larger car repairs, you want to just set aside some money each year for a regular car maintenance and repairs. Something has to happen each year to keep your car running well. Otherwise, right. You're going to need a new car. Mm-hmm. Copays. So depending on what your insurance plan is, you'll want to budget in your medical copays each year. Professional licensing fees. So this one hits me hard. I have, you know, a number of certifications and licenses that have annual fees associated with them.
What a scam.
Yeah, I know.
But and then you need them.
And then they make you pay for the continuing education classes too. Mm. Membership dues. So if you're a part of any type of club or organization and they have dues that come once a year. Mm-hmm. Tax prep fees. And obviously we talked last episode about your annual analysis of your will with your attorney.
Oh, yeah.
And then things like summer camp or extracurriculars for your kids. Hmm. Anything to add there, Craig?
No, that was a great list. I can't think of anything else. That was pretty good.
So what you want to do is just kind of organize your list and then total up the categories. And you can organize them however you like, whatever works best for the way that your mind and your budget works best for you. So like I might put tires and brakes in the same category as auto insurance.
Oh, okay.
Or I might just add, because I like things super simple, I might just add everything up and say, these are my annual expenses and I need to set aside, you know, $750 a month extra for anything that comes up in any of these categories.
Oh, okay.
And just have a list and just cross it off each month when that one expense comes up. That's one way of doing it. But the idea then is to organize the list, total everything up, and then divide by the number. Well, there's two ways. You can divide by the number of months in the year, and that's your monthly expense. But I'm not sure that that's a really accurate way to get started, because some of these expenses are going to come up like maybe next month, and you wouldn't have had 12 months to save up for it, right?
Oh, yeah. So
I say organize a list and then divide by the number of paychecks until that expense is due. So if I know I have, like, back to school is in August, and that's what we're now in March, April, May, June, July, August, 5 months. So let's just round ballpark 10 paychecks until then. What would I need to set aside each paycheck to make sure I have enough money before back to school shopping comes along?
So wait a minute, are we adding this up for the whole year and we just put in that envelope and then it comes out of just one envelope, or do we do 12?
So the those are two options. Some people do better with the first option of putting everything in one envelope. I say until you have your budget completely under control, you should go one level down and make an envelope, or at least an envelope for each expense, or at a minimum, an envelope for each category of expenses.
And do I do that for each month? Like, I know February is Valentine's Day, and then...
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The summer envelopes will have all the camp and the, you know, the day camps and all that stuff in it, swim memberships and...
Well, you would have all of those envelopes every month because you're contributing to them every month until the expense comes up.
There we go. Now I got you. Okay.
Yeah. So you have to have an envelope every month to make your contribution to it. And then when the expense comes up, you can take from the envelope.
Perfect.
Yep. So put money in the envelope each month, or actually each pay period, not just each month. The alternative I mentioned is you can add up all the expenses into one large total and then divide by the number of paychecks you get each year and put away that amount into one annual expense envelope, and then just like write on the front of the envelope all of your annual expenses and then just cross them off as they come up. For those expenses that are truly unexpected emergencies, you know, not something that is completely predictable, like your car registration, but for real unexpected emergencies, that's what your emergency fund would be for.
You mean like true emergencies?
Yeah, like back to school shopping is not an emergency.
Oh, you mean Black Friday is not a true emergency?
No, Black Friday is not an emergency. Summer camp's not an emergency.
Concert tickets?
No, not an emergency.
Okay.
No. So I know that was a little bit confusing, but there's a couple of different ways, I guess, is the summary there for budgeting for annual expenses. And what's important is making sure that you pick the route that works best for you that you can stick with. So I know me personally, I would drive myself bonkers with 25 different envelopes to add to every month.
Hmm.
Some people like to see that so that they can say, oh, yes, I've made my progress towards this expense. And then you can lick that envelope and it's sealed up and you know it's ready to go. I work better with, you know, a list and then just making sure I have enough money to cover what's on the list.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing from this is the awareness that these things exist. You need to be prepared for them. Otherwise, your budgeting is just going to be out of whack.
Yeah. And one way or another, you have to budget each month for annual expenses.
Right. I think a lot of people just forget they have to do a monthly budget. Every month gets a new budget.
Yeah.
So... That was awesome, Amanda. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Just a reminder, folks, check out rockonthemoney.com for links to all of the locations where you can subscribe to the podcast, direct links to Spotify, Apple, Google, TuneIn, all of them are listed right there on the front page of the website. Plus, we have all the podcasts hosted right there on the website so you can listen to it. We also break down the podcast to each individual question and make it a separate post so you can easily find what you are looking for. We also have great articles, guides to tell you how to freeze your credit, how to buy a vehicle, everything located on the website. If you find this podcast to be of value, please share it with a friend. Let them know about us. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, that like button, wherever you're listening to the podcast. Let everybody else know that you love the podcast and help us spread the word. We're here for you. We're not charging anything for this. We're not selling anything. It's all for you. It's your community, and we're going to make this happen together. Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you again next time right here at Rock on the Money. America's Rockland, USA. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.